Woodson, the Rav Chesed, the MS we spoke yesterday, the MS of the world. Rav Chesed, the MS. And then there's Noitzer Chesed. Hashem, Noitzer Chesed, Hashem holds on, or he, like an Oitzer is like a treasure house. Hashem treasures our Chesed, he's the Chesed. He wants to do Chesed, basically. Noitzer Chesed. La'alofim, for 2,000 generations. Right? So again, in the cheshbon that we're working with, that Hashem is not part of the midos, so you have to make up one of them. So here, I'm not sure what the source for this is 100%. Let's see exactly what the source is, but noitzer chesed and la'alofim are two separate midos. That's how we're going to make it up. So Noitzer Chesed is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yishmor Chesed. He guards the Chesed. Now, let's think about what does it mean he guards the Chesed? So first of all, the Vilna Gaon says, that Noitzer Chesed is related to this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers for us the bris of the Avos. That's the Gro writes in Adaras Eliyahu, says he remembers for us the bris of the Avos. Okay, so let's get into that. What does that mean exactly? Gets into the bris of the Avos. So there is a, and it's a Ramban also that says like that. So what's the parallel midah? What's the parallel? You're welcome to join. What's the parallel midah? The parallel midah is yichboish avoyneisenu. Yichboish, right? Yichboish avoyneisenu. No, yashuv yirachameinu. Yichboish avoyneisenu. So in yichboish avoyneisenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kovish, covers over our sins. Hashem covers over our sins. So, what does that mean? So, here, Tamar Dvoira says, unbelievable shot. He says that, similar to what we said yesterday, that there's no chait that you can do that runs deeper than your connection to Hashem. So here he says that any avera that we do can only go up to Hashem to a certain degree, but doesn't go to where mitzvahs go. Mitzvahs represent us into HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bezdin Shemayla on a much higher level than averas. Averas are a much smaller koyach to represent us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than mitzvahs. So these terms are unbelievable shtickle. Yichboish avoyneisenu, he says that a mitzvah has tremendous koyach. It goes up to Shemayim. It goes and goes and it Yichboish, he conquers the avera. He lets it. He holds it down that it shouldn't come up and be poigim very in the higher levels. That's why he says that if a tzaddik does 40 mitzvahs and 10 averas, you don't knock them off and say, hey, you get tzar for your 30 mitzvahs. No, you get tzar for 40 mitzvahs because those 10 mitzvahs that you have, you want to keep those that 10 mitzvahs of tzar because the 10 averas, the einish of the 10 averas is much less than the tzar of the 10 mitzvahs. So you wouldn't knock them off. That's what he says.
That's what he means, cover up.
So he says cover up means the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold down the Avera from having a very strong koyach in Shemayim. V'zeh chesed gadol she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ima tzadikim. Okay, she'eino menakeh mitzvot chashuvos. But then he explains pshat. And here he mamish says everything we've been saying the whole time. He says, why? He says, pshat is, Why is it? It says the reason for this is because yeah. V'chein yasad, I'm going to read the parash here. He says, V'chein yasad aboy reiz baruch she'ein achoyte yochol lifgoim b'neshama sheboy rak b'nefesh v'ruach. There's three parts to a person. There's neshama, ruach, and nefesh. Nefesh is just like a nefesh bahamas, is the physical desires of a person. Ruach is like the concept of spirituality, and the neshama is kuloi l'maylo. Any aver that we do, you can never be putting in the neshama. Nishmas Yisrael is part of the neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kal Yachol, whatever that means. So the idea is the reason why Yichbo Yishav HaNiseinu is that he never allowed us, he created the world in a way that you can never taint the neshama itself. Even if a person does karis, they're cutting off the nefesh and ruach from the neshama. So the neshama goes back and they're disconnected. But the neshama itself doesn't become nifgam. The neshama itself is pure. So this goes back to the whole point. No matter what we do, really, there's a part of us that's 100% clean and 100% the way Hashem wanted it to be. It's covered over with everything else. So Yichbo Yishav HaNiseinu is, Cheshbon, you never let us be poigim that. And now we're asking you, look at that part of us. Right? Unbelievable shtickle. Cheshbon who made it, that this part is out of your reach. You can't make that part of you, which is connected to me, tainted. Okay. But everything else we're doing all day is tainting our nesha, our nefesh, our ruach, the other parts of us. Then we come to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, hey, look how good we are. Our neshama is perfect. Can you judge me according to my neshama?
So that's which words?
That's
Nefesh
oh,
versus
no. That's Yichbo Yishav HaNiseinu. That's in the Midas of Micha. This is the Shoyrish of the Midah. Right? Oh, that's what we're learning the whole time, that the Midas of Micha are the Shoresh for the Midah. So the Shoresh is that Yichbo Yishav HaNiseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held down the Koyach of the Midah, of the Averis, that they cannot be Poigim in the Neshama. And the Nishmas Yisrael is perfect. And there's a part of a Yid that remains perfect. And therefore, that goes back to the Mashal from yesterday. Therefore, that's the part that you can always pull back now. Because that part is beyond the Koyach of our Koyach to affect.
but all bets are off with chorus.
Karis is a whole different story. Karis is very, very complicated. I don't. Nefesh HaChaim discusses Karis at great length. I don't really understand Karis, but whatever.
Is chorus,
You know, you're right. All bets are off with Karis. Karis is a different idea.
is it repairable?
Tshuva. There is tshuva on Karis. The way Nefesh HaChaim says it, if you really want to know, is that the way the world is created is like a chain link. It's like a chain. Chain, like this, like a chain that there's rings. So he says basically that the bottom layer is really on top of the bottom of the previous layer, right? That's how a chain is. So Mamela, what the Karis does is that somehow this gets lost, but the higher thing is still there. So you can rebuild it, basically.
It's unlinked.
It's unlinked, but the higher part is still there, really. So you can just relink it. Words, it's not fully cut. It's not fully cut off. It's just disconnected, basically. He says there's something there that can always, what's the word, mala arucha, whatever. Okay, so this is Yichbo Yishav HaNiseinu. So what's Noitzer Chesed? So he said Noitzer Chesed means Kadosh Baruch Hu is awaiting Chesed, whatever. So Noitzer Chesed. Well, how did that play out? It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in a way that he's Yichbo Yishav HaNiseinu. But what's our midah? Is Noitzer Chesed is that well, is that therefore you should look at the chesed that we do by because you're rotten. Is to always here. Noitzer Chesed, like we said, I'm sorry. The Vilna Gaon says Noitzer Chesed means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us api this that he wants to be mischasid with the avos. That's what the Gaon writes. It's based on the bris avos. And the Ramban also. But they're going in there, so it says like that, Beferish. So, Memela, what does the Bris Avos do? There's something that we have that we didn't earn. We didn't earn that we're part, we're from the Avos. Right? We are from the Avos. So, the Zchus that we have that we're part of the Avos is that we have a part of us that's Nishmas Yisrael. Right? So, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is he brings down over here from a different going somewhere else, that the going says that the idea of Noitzer Chesed, Noitzer is the same letters as Tzinar. Tzinar is a pipe. What does a pipe do? A pipe brings something from there to there, but it doesn't have anything in and of itself. Right? So Hashem's Noitzer Chesed means he will serve as a pipeline to bring us Chesed from the Avos to us. That means because that alone that we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is what should earn us Chesed. He's Noitzer the Chesed, which by the way, the letters of Noitzer is also Ratzon. He has a Ratzon to give us Chesed through being a Tzinar, and that's even when we didn't earn it. Just that alone, that we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's Mefurash in the Gra. That's Mefurash I saw today in the Deres Leo, that he says that Noitzer Chesed means connection to the Avos. So, in other words, which is the next point, is that Hashem's Noitzer the Chesed, meaning he's willing to treat someone not according to the Maisim, just with that alone, that he keeps the Chesed from before, and there's a part of us that's connected to that. And remember, since it's part of us that's connected to that, that's alone enough to say that Hashem will be mischassid with us. To bring down over here from the Siddur HaGra, not the regular Siddur HaGra, from the Emor Shefer, a different Siddur HaGra, that he says that Nishmas Yisrael, his lashon is Me'uriv im Shoresh Nishmas Ha'avos. And therefore, even whatever you do, the part of us that's connected to the others cannot become nifkam, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can focus on. So judge us and be mischassid with us, kifi our connection to the others, which basically means the part of us that we didn't earn. It's just who we are. It's not what we are, what we did, and therefore serve as give chesed throughout like a tzinor and a rotzon. Just be mischassid. How long does that go? La'alafim. Alafim is 2,000 generations. Meaning alafim is basically the sum total of everybody that could ever, all the generations of the world, essentially. And as all the generations of the world should remain connected with this. But the Midah of Alofim, which in the Gemara is the second Midah, because we said before, you have to replace Hashem Hashem and put in something else. So we already split Erech HaPaim into two. Erech HaPaim L'Hashem HaKhamon L'Tzidikam. Now we're splitting up Noitzer Chesed. Is one in and of itself, the desire to connect whoever it is to the Avos. I love him for 2,000 generations. That's Keneged. So we'll get into it next time, but is an incredible thing because it's the only Midah that we talk in the third person. It says, right? What do we say yesterday? We want you to look at the various that we did like someone else. Because we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, really. So there's an ability to say, look at us as B'nai Avraham Yitzchak, and whoever did the Avera, throw up M'sulis Yam means it doesn't even exist below. Because, so not only don't judge us with that Avera, don't even look at it like we did it. So that's the next.
How did I love what was?
Oh, because we have to connect that stuff. That's the Sharish of the
thing. In the beginning, we were saying that we want Hashem to be Klavish, his. Not punish us and just look at focus on our neshama. Now we're saying also that focus on the chelik from the avos.
Our neshama is the chelik avos. That's the point. Our neshama means who you are, not what you did, not what you earned. So who are you? We're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We have Nishmas Yisrael. That was from because we're coming from the avos. The bris avos is that Klal Yisrael that comes from the avos has a Nishmas Yisrael that's unique to everybody else because we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's the Bris Avos. The Bris Avos is the Shem Yisrael, basically.
Makes it
Right,
different.
right.
It's a how it's how we got it.
This is
It's
like
how
an
we
out
came
of world
about.
chesed. This is, it's like an out of the world chesed. It's like, I mean, disconnect manish from the ma'isim that we did. We're asking in the Yom HaDin that there should be a rachamim to look at us as a
Right, but
metzias
that's
of
why
a rachamim,
that's why this is bris krusa, because nothing you could do to ruin this. If you do this, then it's bris krusa.
what's that mean?
It means Hashem guaranteed that there's results from this.
If you do what? If you.
If you can tap into this hanhaga, because tapping into this hanhaga is guaranteed. Why is it guaranteed? Because it's about him, not about us. It's him, it's his hatava. All the hatava that we deal with in this world is always balanced out with do we deserve it or not? There's a whole nother track that he wants to give. So once you're in there, then he wants to give. There's nothing else to.
Does that have to be answered with dealing with the Midas HaDin, like Mr. Sharon says, Rachman HaDin, or
See,
that's
that's
a
all
whole.
before the Yugi Mumidus. There's no din over there.